You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. This episode is brought to you by lustyage.com for all of your adult needs, dildos, vibrators, lube, all that stuff. It's great pricing and fast delivery. And if you use the promo code SAMFWA, you get some money off. So please visit them and support their cause, which is to make kinky life even kinkier. So I hope you're doing well. It's been a rough one for me this past week, but I'm getting through it. The website has been doing well traffic-wise. I've put up a paywall around the Discord. There's a Hierarchy University Discord, and you can find a link to that on hierarchyuniversity.com. It's $10 a month. So, you know, I put the paywall up around that because it's when it's done and it's ready to go, it's going to be a place that's going to require my time and the time of other people. And I want to protect that community on Discord. So I put up a paywall to keep out pretenders and game players and troublemakers, so, and make everybody accountable. So it is a paywall, and hopefully on the Discord, I intend to have roundtable discussions on that Discord. There's going to be chat rooms for every country in the world so that you can connect with people in your area, and there's going to be lots of training going on. So both for alphas and faggots. So I think you're going to enjoy what I'm going to build there. But if you want to get involved with the Discord now, there are people in there who are chatting amongst themselves and whatnot. So I suggest you do that. I might end up doing, because question and answers take up a lot of time on the website, and I might move that feature to the Discord. I'm not really sure. It's certainly more focused attention and counseling will be given on Discord. The question and answer sessions are me just kind of throwing out the best answer I have quickly enough. But on Discord, I can take my time and really help in depth. So it's going to be definitely worth your while. The site is also being supported by Patreon. Patreon is probably going to have the podcast interview, the video interview. So either that or Real Adult Fans, one of those two. OnlyFans fucked me over. I've just about had enough of OnlyFans, to be honest with you. But anyway, like I said, though, I hope that you're doing well. And today I wanted to talk about the fact that straight alpha males do use faggots. They do use us, okay? And I don't mean financially, okay, or domestically even, although they do that for sure. I'm talking sexually. I mean, straight alpha males are having sex with faggots. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care this so-called conventional wisdom that straight men aren't straight if they're having sex with males or faggots. They are perfectly straight. Nothing changes. They simply are expressing power in their sex with faggots. So, and doctors have said this, so it's not just me preaching some sort of fantasy. I've served straight alphas. other faggots have served straight alphas. Doctors have interviewed straight alphas who've done this. So it's not an imagination. And faggots need to get it in their mindset that straight alpha males are interested in owning and using faggots in a variety of different ways. So you have to understand that they're wired to do that. Just like we're wired to serve them, they're wired to use us and own us. So we shouldn't be afraid to offer ourselves to that process, you know. So now, in support of this, I wanted to highlight something. I'm in the midst of writing this up as a post on the website, but I wanted to touch on it in the podcast because it definitely deserves to be highlighted. These are two straight alphas I'm going to highlight here. They're good friends of each other. The first one is an alpha that I have been featuring on X for quite a while now. A straight married alpha named Jace. He goes by the handle at Jace Jameson on X, and he is blunt and powerful and very hot. And I loved him from the minute I heard his words on X. When I first met Master Jace several months ago, he was just talking kind of to nobody because he really didn't have any followers at the time about his gay friend that he had, who was a muscle fag, basically. But he was referring to him as my gay friend or whatever at the time. And he was talking about how he was thinking about using this fag to get off, because he was complaining that his woman doesn't satisfy him orally, etc., you know. And this is a common thing. This is like a gateway in for a lot of straight alphas, because they want good head, you know. They want somebody to suck their dick properly. And usually, when these alphas get into their 30s, they're sick and tired of not getting head, begging for head, getting subpar head. They're tired of it. And they're also tired of the lack of worship from women. So they get in their 30s, and they want these things because they're still in the peak of their sexual power. But women aren't allowing them to express that or enjoy it, and so they begin to look at other avenues. Okay, that's where Master Jace was at the time when I first encountered him, and so I reached out to him, and we started a dialogue in my direct messages about his process, and he eventually did get his faggot. Friend, I guess, former friend, now faggot, but he got that faggot to submit to him and suck his dick, and he was blown away by how good it felt and how wonderful it was to have this muscle fag submit to him. He felt really powerful, of course. And so following his Twitter, you know, it started off, he was getting a blowjob like once a week or whatever, and he was kind of mulling around, you know, what's going on here? I'm having this fag suck my dick once in a while, and it feels really good, but I, you know, I'm straight, and I don't, what am I doing, you know? But eventually, he began to use that faggot all the time, you know? And some of that has to do with my encouragement, because I absolutely was in his DMs, you know, talking to him about the fact that he deserves this. He deserves to own a faggot, to use a faggot to get off, you know. And slowly but surely, Master Jace came around and took ownership of this muscle fag. And Master Jace, you know, and this is, I saw it in him, and I've seen it many, many times, this alpha ascension that I've talked about on the podcast and on the website. I saw it in him because suddenly he began to speak with a different kind of authority, like a swagger, and he was much more confident in every aspect of his life because now he owned a faggot. And this faggot was worshiping him and sucking him off on command and just absolutely pleasing him to no end. So you could see Master Jace was elevating and becoming even more powerful than he was before. And I've said this before. It's, again, here's more evidence of what I'm saying, that faggots are a gateway to this extra level of power. Faggots unlock this in an alpha. Any alpha who does not take advantage of this natural resource in their life is missing out on the larger picture of what's available. So Master Jace was, he now uses this faggot all the time. And he's shown me pictures of the muscle faggot. Like he would have the muscle fag get down to its underwear or whatever, or get naked and like pose out in the backyard or out in public or whatever. So like he's basically training his faggot now and really getting inside the faggot's head, which is, again, it's another sign of alpha ascension, because when an alpha ascends, he begins to understand how to own and train and control a faggot, because it's natural. It's a natural thing that's going on, this ownership of a faggot, this use of a fag. The beautiful thing, too, in the case of Master Jace, is that he did something else that I absolutely love. And it is, he decided to mentor one of his alpha friends who is married and unhappy sexually in his marriage, because, of course, his wife won't suck his dick, you know, or worship him. So Master Jace started talking to his alpha friend about the ownership and use of faggots. Now, this new alpha, he goes by the name, hold on a second, I gotta look it up, sorry. I think it's Master Peter. His Twitter or his X account is at PD Dickens. Catchy name. And he is a straight alpha male, and his reaction to what Master Jace was telling him at first was, I'm straight. I'm not going to do anything with a faggot, you know. But the more Master Jace talked to him about the truth, not society's idea about what makes a straight male straight or whatever, but reasoning with Master Pete that, or Peter, I should say, reasoning with Master Peter that that the sexual interaction between an alpha and a faggot is about power and not sexual attraction. The more Master Peter began to think about that, and the thing is, when an alpha thinks about it, they realize that there's a deep truth in there, you know. And so eventually, Master Jace set it up that Master Peter would get his dick sucked by Master Jace's muscle fag. And that happened. And the muscle fag gave Master Peter a phenomenal blowjob. And Master Peter was completely shocked and stunned by it. And he was hungry for more. All those doubts. Oh, am I gay? Blah, blah, blah. It's so gay to have a fag suck my dick. I can never do that. All those doubts disappeared the moment the muscle fag swallowed his dick and swallowed his cum, okay? So now Master Peter is, first of all, he's contemplating maybe fucking the muscle fag in the ass, which Master Jace refuses to do because he says it's too gay. You know, whatever. But Master Peter's like, I don't care. A hole's a hole. Which, again, you know, the cliche is real. It's a cliche is simply something that's true that's repeated all the time. The cliche is true. A hole is just a hole. There's no difference between a faggot's asshole and a female's asshole. There's really no difference between a faggot's mouth and a female's mouth, other than maybe a little bit of size difference. But there's they do the same things. So Master Peter is just like, I don't give a shit, but I'm going to bend this faggot over, this muscle faggot, I'm going to fuck him and breed him, you know. And so that has not happened to my knowledge yet, but he's planning on doing that. It's significant listening to what Master Peter says, where he says this. I'm reading from my DMs with him. He said, my thought is a hole is a hole, and this dude is a handsome dude. Who else best than to just use him, since he really is gay and willing? So, you know, and he said something else. He said, I talked to Jace today about fucking the fag up the ass. He said he thinks it's too gay, but didn't care, and would just think I did something gay. That fag has a nice ass for a dude, and I guess the guest likes it. I just like the idea of fucking and not having to pull out. So my wife hasn't been giving me pussy and doesn't blow me anymore. So this is the thing that happens, you see. Men deserve to be served and worshipped. And women are failing at that. And honestly, most women can't match a faggot for what a faggot can do for a man in all aspects, because faggots are going to go they're going to go all the way every time to serve. So I wanted to highlight these two great, great straight alphas, Master Jace and Master Peter, two straight alphas who are using faggots sexually and growing from it and becoming much more powerful than they ever thought they could be. And this experience has totally opened their mind to hierarchy and the truth of it. So to any straight alphas who are listening to me, you know, you're making a mistake by not using your faggot sexually to some degree. If nothing else, using them sexually will give you even more control over them. And even if you were just feeding your cum to your faggot, you know, coming in a cup or something and making the faggot swallow it, like, or in a condom or whatever, like, even those types of things are very powerful reinforcements for a faggot. So I think you're just making a big mistake you're missing out on an entire aspect of your power by refusing to do it based on some heteronormative idea about sexuality, which is been thoroughly debunked by scientists and doctors and by me through years of research and journaling. So I'm just telling you that these brave straight alphas are blazing a trail just like their forefather alphas did. And I just think that people should pay attention to it. Faggots, if you're out there, I think you should look up both of these alphas and praise them and thank them for doing what other straight alphas are not courageous enough to do. So anyway, I just wanted to highlight that tonight. Hopefully I'll get a post up about them. I'm really excited to be able to feature them on the website. I don't really have a chance to interview them on the podcast because they are obviously concerned about people finding out that they're doing this, so they don't want to show themselves. But I just wanted to talk about it, you know, because I've just been so excited about those two. So, and also, like, how awesome is alpha mentorship? Seriously, like, I'm going to speak to the alphas out there. Alphas, it is incumbent upon you to mentor your brothers, to find younger alphas who need direction and help them to realize their power. You don't want to neglect that. You don't want to be selfish. You're part of a great alpha fraternity, and you need to be a part of that grooming for other alphas. So, like, Master Jace saw the need in his brother, Master Peter, and he took action to mentor him. So I just think that that is very important too, and you don't want to neglect it at all. So anyway, well, I thank you for your time. I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and I appreciate all your support. Of course, I don't get a whole lot of support, but I appreciate what I get. So anyway, I hope you take care. I will talk to you next week. I've got a couple of big interviews coming up, including Master Alpha Aesthetic 8. He's returning to the podcast next week. So hang on for that. And I will talk to you next week, okay? Love you. Bye.